Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Voice of Indie. Your hosts today are Beam Weeks, author, producer, and marketing monster for independent multimedia publisher Fresh Ink Group, and Stephen Gies, author, producer, composer, and publisher for Fresh Ink Group.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is time for another live episode of the Voice of Indie podcast. This is episode number 174. I am your host, Beam Weeks, and it's good to take a week off for Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, ate a lot of turkey, met with a lot of your families, had a good time and whatnot. Here's my co-host, Stephen Gies, over there. How are you doing, Stephen, and how was your Thanksgiving?
I gained 74 pounds. It's all on one side of me, so I'm walking crooked now. Had a good time. Got to take a couple of grandsons to go see Britt Floyd. 3-hour and 4-minute long concert.
Wow.
Lasers, lights. I mean, and they rocked. Yeah, when you get to comfortably numb, I'm there. You know, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, we've had a good holiday down here. We've also got new books out. We've got one called Essence of Spiritual Awakening, Enlightenment, Inspiration, and Insights that Illuminate the Path to Divinely Guided Wisdom. And that's by Judy White Arts, who also happens to be our guest tonight. And you saw her all over this morning's newsletter as well. So
yes,
we're going to learn more about that tonight. We got any more books out, Beam?
We do. Robert McKenzie, Volume 4 of his Chair series, The Chair, Volume 4, Punt, Pass, and Kick, is out now. Get over there and grab a copy. He does quite well with these books. It's a historical saga, and just it's told through the eyes of a chair that's been around for a long time. But yeah, it's a unique book. It's well written, and it is available. So, The Chair, Volume 4, Punt, Pass, and Kick by Robert McKenzie is out now. If you want to be part of tonight's show, call in. It's simple to do. You pick up your phone and you dial the number, or you get in on X and use hashtag Fresh Ink Group, not at Fresh Ink Group, but hashtag Fresh Ink Group. Give us a question for tonight's guest or a comment, and we'll read it on the air. So here's how you can do all that.
Call 516-453-9902 right now with your questions or comments for tonight's guest. Or post a note on Twitter with hashtag Fresh Ink Group in the body of the tweet and we'll read it on air. That's 516-453-9902 or hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter.
Be there.
All right. We've got another new book out. Boy, it must be getting toward Christmas time when we really start cranking them out as quickly as we can. This is The Gift. It's the Harbor Point Series Book 2 by Gwen M. Plano. Now, this is part of a series that was put together by many of the members of Story Empire. They divided this up, and each of them wrote a different story, many of them in a different time. In this case, it's The Gift by Gwen M. Plano. In an innocent 1958 American suburb, Shelley doesn't know the power of a kiss or how it will change her life. At 16, she falls in love. But then one night they go too far. She winds up pregnant and shamed, and Shelley's parents banish her. She winds up alone and heavily pregnant. She has to cross the country in an old pickup, and then she gets lost in a forest. And from there, the story gets intense. It's a thriller. It's supernatural. It's very cool. And it's by Gwen M. Plano, one of our favorite writers. So that's The Gift, Harbor Point Series Book 2. And it's only available in a Kindle edition, so you got to get the ebook if you want to read this one. Get over to Amazon, look up Gwen M. Plano, and it's The Gift.
Yeah, and stay tuned because there may be a book trailer for that coming soon. I was working on something tonight. Village Boss by Ronan Duvall is out now. This is a military CIA thriller. A man wakes up one day not being called by the name that he was used to being called, and he's answering to it. Is the CIA running a mind control thing on him? And he's sent out to do some nasty work in other countries undercover, and he finally snaps out of it, and he's got to determine what to do next. And it's taut novel, and it's out now, Village Boss by Ronan Duvall.
We've got some books coming, too. We're looking probably in the next week to 10 days, American Darkness by Stephen Skibicki. We've been talking about this book for a little while. He's got like more than 60 poems and short stories in here, and each of them has some fairly grotesque imagery that he generated with artificial intelligence. He also generated much of the background art for the cover, too, which then we revised with digital painting and spruced it up a little bit and added the titles. So this is an interesting look in using AI for your imagery in a book of poetry and fiction. And it's kind of dark. The title's American Darkness, and Stephen has a very unique take on things. So look for this coming very soon, American Darkness by Stephen Skibicki.
All right. Yeah, he's a really good poet. If you like the dark stuff, dark poetry, spooky kind of dark stuff, and this will be your read. Ran, A Civilization in Hiding, the Third Orc Chronicle, is out this week. This is by Robert G. Willescroft. You know him. He's a friend of the show. And he is going to be a guest coming up here next month. So get out there and grab a copy. He's a great science fiction writer. And this one is sure to be a people-pleaser book as well. So Ran, A Civilization in Hiding, the Third Orc Chronicle by Robert G. Willescroft.
Yes, and we're just about finished with the Young Knights audiobook by Cheryl Carpinello. We're looking to have that out in time for Christmas as well. Now, Cheryl writes these books with King Arthur Legends-style stories, and she focuses on middle schoolers. And she also puts a lot of emphasis on writing stories for boys, middle school boys as well. And this is a great story for that, and we're looking forward to having the audiobook out. It features Ethan Drew, who is literally a movie star. He just starred in the movie Camp Nowhere with Christopher Lloyd and Corbin Blue a couple of months ago. And we've been having a lot of fun because he's not a narrator, he's an actor. So he's telling the story from an actor's perspective, which is pretty cool. Young Knights by Cheryl Carpinello.
Indeed. All right. Hey, everybody, did you know we've got a newsletter? Well, by now you should, and by now you should be subscribed to it. And if you're not, what are you waiting for? Here's how you can do all that.
Stay on top of these podcasts and all things Fresh Inquiry with our weekly digital newsletter. New releases, videos, stories, excerpts, interviews, and more. Sign up now on the homepage of freshinkgroup.com and be the one who knows what's what.
What?
All right, let's take a look at the top 25 print bestsellers for Fresh Ink Group. See what's happening this week.
Hold on a second. I got something here. Yeah. The Edge of Smoke by Carlisle Tom will be out in the coming weeks. Keep your eyes and ears pasted to that newsletter once you get subscribed to it. All right, now, there you go.
There we go. All right, at the 25 slot, we've got When Angels Fly by S. Jackson. That's a pseudonym for Mary Schmidt, and this is the true story about losing her son to pediatric brain cancer at age 5. It's not a happy story, but it's intense and emotional, poignant, and full of observations, and very heartfelt, and that's When Angels Fly by S. Jackson. Above that, we're going to be talking about some chair books, Robert McKenzie's Chair Series. Right now, Volume 3 is in the 24 slot, and I see we've got some more chairs up above that, so let's see where we wind up. Above that, we've got I Won't Be Your Scapegoat by David Carroll, David Carroll's Homemade Social Media Blunders. This book is hilarious. It's full of postings where people have misspelled or used wrong words or things like that, and wound up with unintended humor in what they were trying to say. Above that, the current book, the one that just came out, The Chair, Volume 4, Punt, Pass, and Kick, the paperback edition by Robert McKenzie. And we just talked about Village Boss by Ronan Duvall. That's the paperback edition that's above that. And above that, we're back to David Carroll again. David Carroll's Hello, Chattanooga, Famous People Who Have Visited the Tennessee Valley. You like that one, don't you, Beam?
I do. That's a fantastic book. That one's loaded with photographs, cool little nuggets of history, people that had played the Chattanooga theaters and the old vaudeville houses from literally from vaudeville on through to, you know, recent years. And just a great book. So, and you get a little factoids there of things you might not have known.
Yeah. Of that, we've got As We Remember, A History of the Woman's Relief Corps in Beaufort, or Beaufort, South Carolina, by Dr. Najma Thomas. And it's the hardcover edition. People are treating this as a collector's item. This is a full-size book, both in hardcover and softcover, plus the digital formats as well. But this is a look at the first non-white relief corps, and it was in Beaufort, South Carolina, in support of the war effort. And it's just a wonderful book full of great historical photos and all the stories behind what happened. That's by Najma Thomas. Of that, Kenneth Lindquist, How to Teach Driving Behind the Wheel, Lesson by Lesson, and this is the instructor's edition for people who want to become certified driver's ed instructors. There's also a parent's edition just for people who have somebody in their lives, a young person who is learning to drive or even already drives but maybe could always use some pointers on safety and how to be a good driver. Above that, we've also got the Chair Volume 1 now by Robert McKenzie. So you put out Volume 4, and look at that. It gooses the sales for books 1, 2, and 3. Keep that in mind, people, if you're thinking about putting out a series. There's a lot to be said for each new book helping sell the earlier editions. Above that, Larry Jorgensen, Shipwrecked and Rescued, The City of Bangor, about the 240 Chryslers back in the 1920s who never made it to Canada, crossing Lake Superior. Now, interesting note here, people. This book is going out of print in the next couple of days. This will not be in print by next week's podcast. So if you want to order a copy, a digital copy, a print copy, you need to get out there and order this book now. Now, retailers will probably still have copies for a few days or maybe even a few weeks before they actually sell out. But why take a chance? Get out there and order your copy of Shipwrecked and Rescued. Above that, here's an interesting edition we've not seen in quite a while. Beam, one of the first books Fresh Ink Group ever published, Two Friends, Too Old by Robert Scott.
Oh.
Yeah, we've not seen
that
list in a while. Yeah, Robert Scott. He's an attorney out in the Washington, state of Washington. And the paperback edition is starting to move a little bit briskly here in the pre-Christmas sales. Now, above that, we hadn't mentioned it yet, the Chair Volume 2. This one's called Faith, Hope, and Love. That shows that all three of the earlier editions of the Chair, 1, 2, and 3, are now in our bestseller list, and mm-hmm. the 4 is out there now. Now, here's a cool one for college football season. 8 Hateful Miles, A Sideline Pass to Tennessee's Fiercest Rivalry. This is a high school football season is what I meant to say. This is the rivalry between two high schools in Tennessee, southeast corner of Tennessee, and they tend to take turns winning state championships. These are the premier teams, some of the premier teams in the state, and it's just an intense long-term rivalry. Stephen Hargis, sports writer for the Chattanooga Sun-Times and for several other outlets as well, he put together the behind-the-scenes story and filled it with beautiful color photos. And it's, 3-4 years it's been out now, and it's still selling briskly, especially in the fall during football season. Now, above that, here's a book that I've not seen on the list before. It's The Essence of Spiritual Awakening, Enlightenment, Inspiration, and Insights mm-hmm. that Illuminate the Path to Divinely Guided Wisdom by tonight's guest, Judy White Arts. That's the paperback edition. And we are up here now in our top 10 or so. So that book is already moving up briskly, and it's only been out for a few days. Now, our next two are by a famous musician. Can you guess who that is, Beam?
Jimi Hendrix?
No. We don't have Hendrix's book.
Okay, my second guest is Mark Herndon.
Mark Herndon, who played with Alabama for nearly 3 decades, the super group. He's a Country Music Hall of Fame drummer, and we have published his memoir. And back-to-back, his paperback and hardcover editions are on our bestseller list, with the hardcover edging out the paperback with one extra copy sold. Above that, the hardcover edition of Village Boss by Ronan Duvall, which Beam described earlier. And then finally, above that, the hardcover edition of The Chair, Volume 4, Punt, Pass, and Kick by Robert McKenzie. Now, that's a novel. It's a thick novel. It's a fairly costly novel because it's got hundreds and hundreds, 600 and something pages, I believe. And yet, it's the hardcover that is the bestseller right now. So who says people don't buy novels in hardcover? Who says people don't buy big, thick ones in hardcover? We don't say it because I'm looking at it happening. Sassy discovers the AME churches. Next, that's the first of two in B.A. Johnson's illustrated chapter book for children about Sassy, learning about her church. Now, this gets us to the top six. American Agony, The Opioid War Against Patients in Pain by Dr. Helen Burrell, paperback edition. That's a look at the politics behind opioid enforcement and what's been going on with this country. Number five, Celebrate 98, The Untold Stories Behind the Tennessee Football Vols 1998 National Championship by sports writer Dave Hooker of Off the Hook Sports. It's the hardcover edition that has made number five on our list. So people are looking for keepsake editions right now during the college football season. Above that at number four, Shipwrecked and Rescued, the paperback edition of Larry Jorgensen's book that's going out of print in the next few days. Now that brings us to our top three. Tonight's Bronze Star goes to The Essence of Spiritual Awakening, Enlightenment, Inspiration, and Insights that Illuminate the Path to Divinely Guided Wisdom by tonight's guest, Judy White Arts. That's the hardcover edition, which is outselling the soft cover. Now, that gets us to number two, David Carroll. What do you think that one is, Beam?
I'm going to say it's going to be
I won't be your escape.
The new one, all right. I was thinking Volunteer Bama Dog. All right, that'll work. And it looks like Steven just dropped off. So we're going to have to wait till he comes back in and gives us the first one. So in the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to play a commercial and wait for Steven to rejoin.
A grand epic saga by Robert McKenzie, the Chair series spans centuries, touching the lives of 22 generations of related mothers and daughters, their stories witnessed by a simple pine chair. Resolute, strong, loving, and fiercely protective, these women must strive to pass their values to new generations in a world of racism and sexism, politics, scandal, fashion, and even the rise and dominance of baseball. They live in privilege and poverty, with faith and despair, relishing every moment of love, even as they suffer abiding grief. Volume 1, Lightning, Thunder, and Glory, spans the 1600s through World War I, while Volume 2, Faith, Hope, and Love, follows these women's descendants into modern times and beyond. In Volume 3, 7, 8, and 9, the chair flashes back to pre-Civil War America, featuring a woman from the Second Mayflower, her daughter, the black market Irish lace importer, and a Canadian World War I fighter pilot. Volume 4, Punt, Pass, and Kick, jumps forward with a gunboat battle, one courageous cattle drive, a suffragette in the ocean liner industry, a mysterious unpublished manuscript, and more. A blend of history and philosophy told through satire and parody, the story of the chair could be found in some old trunk in any dusty old attic. But McKenzie breathes it alive with riveting tales that span the real and the imagined. Proudly published by Fresh Ink Group, the Chair series by Robert McKenzie is available worldwide in jacketed hardcover, softcover, and all ebook editions.
All right. Steven.
I seem to be back.
Yeah, that's one of those things where just as you're ready to tell us what the number one book is, you drop off.
You didn't hear the number one?
No.
Oh,
we
it's
were
Submariner.
Just ready to say. Okay.
It's Submariner. Yeah, Submariner by retired U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Jerry Pate. 60-chapter memoir about life above and below the seas, Russian spies. I mean, there's just all kinds of fun stories in there. Plus, hijinks. You get free hijinks with the book as well. That's by Jerry Pate, Submariner. That's a fun book. I don't know if you heard me mention it or not. Jerry ran an ad in the New York Times on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So he's been having fun watching a surge in sales as his sales rankings at Amazon go up as well. Congratulations, wow. Jerry, and congratulations to all of our authors.
Yeah, congratulations. We ran a commercial. So before we introduce tonight's guest, did you know we've got an archive? If you've missed any of these episodes and you want to go back and check them out, or you've got a favorite that you just want to listen to over and over again, Here's how you can find our archives.
Find your favorite show in the Voice of Indy archives on YouTube at Fresh Ink Group, StephenGees.com, BeamWeeks.com, FreshInkGroup.com, and on Spotify. And now, you can listen on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and tune in. Just search The Voice of Indy, all one word.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Judy White Arts is an empath. People have long been drawn to her loving, healing energy, easily sharing their stories and seeking wisdom. As an executive assistant, she used her talent and creative abilities to support colleagues and contribute to their success in business. Her challenges have included two near-death experiences, losing her mother very young, and being the primary caregiver for her grandmother at a time when she was divorced and raising her son alone. She has learned from many diverse and amazing people during her journey. Now retired, this grandmother loves writing, cooking, gardening, and sharing quality time with her friends and family, especially her two granddaughters. Just when Judy was learning to accept life without a partner, God blessed her with an extraordinary husband who had lived in a prisoner of war camp as a child. A man blessed with the divine gift of seeing and communicating telepathically with souls that had crossed over. He added an entirely new dimension to her spiritual enlightenment. Widowed now, Judy White Arts lives in Plano, Texas, and welcome to the show, Judy White Arts.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's exciting to connect to the energy of your audience, which is a group of talented people who use their imagination and creativity to touch lives. I love to be in the energy of those types of people.
All right. So to get started, how about you? We know you're living in Plano, Texas now, but where are you originally from? Where have you lived? And give us that whole rundown.
I was born in Southern California, and I lived the majority of my life there, which I feel was a blessing to me in many ways because Southern California is very multicultural, and I had the opportunity to connect with people from all over the world. And, you know, that is basically where I lived my entire life up until my late years. My husband and I relocated to Texas in 2006.
Oh, so you've got, you mentioned your husband so far, so you've got more family, granddaughters, for example. I think we've seen a couple of pictures of granddaughters in the book.
Yes, I have two granddaughters. I love them very much. They're 15 years old, and I believe they're in our audience tonight, so I give a shout-out to my granddaughters, Alexandra and Brianna.
Hey.
And they're a large part of the inspiration for many different subject matter that I've written about in the segments in my book, because it kind of blossoms out of conversations that we have together.
Now, you said your granddaughters were an inspiration. Your husband was as well, wasn't he, with his gift of talking to the dead?
Absolutely. Rudy came into my life when I was in my late 40s, when I had begun to kind of determine that it appeared to me that I was destined to maybe, you know, not have a partner in life. And there are mutual friends who knew both of us individually, but Rudy and I didn't know one another. And they arranged a meeting, but I actually didn't know that it was prearranged until years after we were married. But that turned out to be an amazing blessing to my life.
Oh, cool.
I learned a great deal from Rudy's gift.
We've got some comments over on Twitter. We've got Verwayne Greenhoe says, laugh out loud. I'm sitting here trying to figure out why my computer isn't booting up. Then I found the cord was unplugged, courtesy of one of our two new pups. and you don't even have to be an empath to catch on that the computer's balking. He says, reminder, if you want to, you want your post to be seen by the host, you need to manually add the hashtag Fresh Ink group tag or it will not show up properly. Yeah, thanks for the reminder, Verwayne. Beam, you got a question from Dr. Helen?
Yeah, this is a question from Dr. Helen Burrell. She says, please ask Mrs. White Arts if her husband's talent for telepathy had anything to do with how they met, which you kind of touched on how you met. Also, congratulations to both of you and him for using his extraordinary gift to help many people.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Actually, Rudy's gift was not instrumental in my meeting him. Once we were at the point of knowing that we would be married and sharing life together, he shared all the details of his gift. You know, Rudy was born in the late 1930s, and he was born at a time where that type of gift was not accepted because people are taught that those kinds of gifts, which are not tangible or, you know, something that we are familiar with, are something from the devil as opposed to being a blessing from God. So through his lifetime, he wasn't able to really openly share his gift. But there were many times where he was called upon to deliver messages to people from those that had passed, and he honored that. So part of the reason that I'm sharing his gift and, you know, the experiences that we shared is to, you know, basically give people insight and enlightenment as to, you know, what happens when we pass, you know, and the main purpose of people that pass, they change form, but the energy, the soul, if you will, disconnects from the body when the body can no longer sustain life. But the soul changes form and lives on in a different dimension. And they continue to visit us and share their loving energy. They are there for us to celebrate milestones in life or any big events such as birth of a baby or weddings or anything joyful. And they also come to us when we're having a crisis, and they try to give us their loving energy to help us through these moments, and they give their loving, joyful energy to those moments that are of great celebration and joy.
You learned a lot from him, huh?
Yes, yes, I did. You know, one of the main I think enlightening elements of what I learned was when people pass, most of us focus on their passing. And at that point in life, how they passed, the pain, it's difficult to move past that loss. And all of our energy goes into how they passed. But if we can work through our grief and the loss and transition to the other side and move forward, the biggest message I would say that people would that have passed would like their loved ones to know is that they would like them to celebrate their life and honor their life and remember those memories and those moments and, you know, the ways in which their life blessed our lives. And that's what they would like us to shift our energy to. So I just want to share that that's primarily they want us to be happy. They want us to, you know, live our life and take with us the memories and the joy and the love that we shared.
All right. That's some examples of divinely guided wisdom from tonight's guest, Judy White Arts. We're going to be taking calls here now after we run a couple of commercials. Call in, people, 516-453-9902. We'll be back in a minute.
Dexter Jones is a military veteran suffering from PTSD. He has flashbacks he can't quite explain. There are gaps in his memory. Is it the result of his head trauma? Or is it the CIA running a program on him? Now a hired gun tasked to eliminate drug traffickers, Dex finds himself in Colombia wearing military fatigues and fully armed, but answering by name he's never heard. He sets off for an intercontinental mission to uncover the truth even as assassinations and betrayal at the highest levels of government threaten to destabilize the world. Maybe it's not who Dex is so much as who he might still become. Now in jacketed hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats, Village Boss by Ronan Duvall is proudly published by Fresh Ink.
In an innocent 1958 American suburb, Shelley doesn't know the power of a kiss or how it will change her entire life. At 16 years old, she falls in love with a young man. One night, just one night, they go too far. Months later, pregnant and shamed, Shelley's parents banish her. Alone and heavily pregnant, circumstances force Shelley to cross the country in an old pickup. A mistaken turn leaves her lost in a forest amidst a severe snowstorm and in labor. In the dark of night, Shelley must get help for her newborn baby before they both perish. A light in the distance gives her the slimmest glimmer of hope. After Shelley wraps the infant in her father's old jacket, she trudges through the snow to a lighthouse keeper's cottage. Snowhouse buries the squat stone building. Will Shelley find shelter, or is it the beginning of the end? Read The Gift by Gwen M. Plano, published by Fresh Ink Group, exclusively on Amazon Kindle.
All right. So we have a whole bunch of callers lined up, but we got a Twitter here. So we're going to go over to Twitter real quick. And this is author Jan Sykes. She says, I love that Judy White Arts is on the show tonight. She has so much to share with everyone. Well, fantastic. Good to have your comment, Jan. And we're going to go to the first caller. Since we've got a few callers and the only way I can tell you, you know, who it is, I'm going to go by the last four digits of your phone number. One of them, I know who it is. You've got that unique phone number, but, I am going to, go to the caller with the last four digits, 3864. That's 3864. I believe that's the Dallas area, 3864. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, my name's Deborah, and I'm calling in from Frisco, Texas.
Hi, Deborah.
Okay, welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you. So, yeah, I just wanted maybe Judy to explain a little bit about how she came about writing a book.
Did you get that, Judy?
Yes, I did. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Yes, I mean, my writing the book was something that I have come to feel is a part of my life purpose here. And it took many years. Over the course of my lifetime, over and over again, I was given the message, you should write a book. You should be, you know, a psychologist. You should be a life coach. And, you know, you kind of accept all of these commentaries, but you don't really put any energy into it, so to speak, other than, you know, it's just part of how I live my life and connecting to other people and caring about other people. And whenever the occasion arises, I've always shared stories that I feel might be helpful to others. So I have written many poems over the years, and I've enjoyed writing. I've set those aside, and the actual decision, I guess, or to fully receive the message that this was part of my life purpose and that I was actually going to go forward and write a book, happened after my husband passed. I was in grief counseling, and one of the assignments that they gave us was to write down 10 defining moments in your life. And when I first was asked to do that, I'm thinking, wow, I don't know if I could come up with 10 defining moments. But when I actually sat and quietly, you know, reflected back, I easily came up with 10 significant moments in my life that I feel were worthy of possibly sharing. So that became the outline for my book. And, you know, as I went along, I embedded a lot of the poems that I've written in the segments of my book, and I have used what I have gathered and reflected back on my life and chosen what I feel would be most insightful to others, and praying that what I have experienced and what I've learned from it will help others on their life journey. And I also became aware through my granddaughters, I think I became very aware of how so many people feel that if they have made a mistake or disappointed someone in life, that that defines their life. And I'm here to tell you that a mistake does not define your life. It allows you to gain wisdom and knowledge and move forward. And the point would be to try not to recreate the mistake. But it does not mean that life is no longer worth living or that you're not lovable because you have made a choice that was not, you know, a good one.
Oh, Deborah, have you seen the book yet? Have you read any of it?
Yes, I have, and I'm looking forward to seeing the hard copy. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, it should be sometime in the next few days that you receive your copy, I would expect.
Great.
That's great. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we do have another tweet over here. Actually, Jan Sykes had two tweets there, but my Twitter feed hadn't refreshed, so I missed that. But we're going to go back to that right now. Jan says, I totally agree with you, Judy. Having lost my husband almost 15 years ago, I relate to what you are saying. And
well, thank you, Jan. And I would also like to share that Jan is a very good friend of mine who is, you know, an accomplished author on her own. She has published 17 books, and they're all available on Amazon as well. And she has not only been a friend and a supporter, but she has also been a mentor through this publishing process, which is new to me.
Yeah, you couldn't find a better mentor. Jan knows what she's doing. We're all fans of Jan's.
Amen.
Have been
Amen.
For a long time. All
and,
right.
You know, Deborah, the caller previous to that, I just want to share that she's been one of my biggest supporters through the entire process as well, and has helped me with typing of the manuscript. So thank you, Deborah.
We don't do this alone, do we, Judy?
We all have
people supporting and standing beside us and encouraging us, and maybe sometimes poking us and slapping us beside the head a little bit, but it takes a team sometimes. But we got more calls, Beam?
We do, and this one is one that we know. He's a friend of the show. He's down there in the armpit of Florida, Verwin Greenhoe. How you doing, Verwayne?
Hi, Verwayne.
Not too bad. It's cold here tonight. We're going to head down towards 28, 29 degrees tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That's the warmth we had today in the afternoon.
Exactly.
So welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Actually, I've got I'm going to try to make this shorter than the email I sent you earlier. But
okay.
While I was listening to her, I'm sitting here thinking about a couple of books that I have already written about being an empath, but I'm also in the progress of writing one called I Empath. And since I was young, I didn't ever really say anything to anybody, but I just began to sense things with people. And she was talking about after a death, people getting back to you. In a short story that I wrote called 21 Minutes, I was at a horrific accident in Montcalm County, Michigan, and a gentleman he had flail chest. He was hopelessly trapped, and he knew he was going to die, and I knew he was going to die. So what do you talk about? Well, he and I exchanged things. He gave me notes he wanted passed on. But one of the last things he said to me was late November. He says, "I think I'm going to miss the Michigan-Ohio State game." And I found that funny, simply, but... But after he died, his spirit stayed with me and my family for years. When I was in the hospital after my wife had, our first child was 3 months old, and I was in the hospital for several days. And my wife told me later on that she had felt him in there, and he was telling her everything was going to be all right. But... I was just going to tell you the story. When I first went to college, a bunch of girls talked me into taking them over to a gypsy in Montcalm County, a little town called Crystal. And she was a gypsy, and they called her Crystal Annie. She went in there. The girls all went in there, and they, you know, giggled and carried on. And she told them all kinds of things that I'm going, yeah, that's what I would tell a girl if I wanted to continue to date her. I'm sitting here going on, and she says to me, "How about you?" I says, I'm not interested. I know I don't have the $5. And she says, "That's all right. You brought these girls. I'll listen to you." And she took my hand, and just all of a sudden her hand gripped mine, and she says, she pulled me in close and began to whisper to me. She says, "You have a great power that you are only beginning to learn how to use." And then she kept whispering, and she began to cry. Now, I was a paramedic at that point in time, and she says to me, "We will meet again, and we will be in sorrow. You will do all you can, but it won't be enough." And she got up and left the room. Well, 6 years later, we got called out to a horrific car motorcycle accident about 3 miles south of Crystal. And the cyclist brushed against the oncoming car, and he had his arm ripped off, and he bled out pretty fast. There was not a lot I could do than to keep the gawkers from, you know, people are ghouls sitting there with somebody dead, and they're all sitting there taking looks or, you know, peeking at the body. So I covered him up, and I'm trying to direct traffic while we're waiting for the police. And then I see this car pull up, and an old woman got out. She starts making her way to me. When she got closer, I'm going, you know, that's Annie. That's Crystal Annie. And she came up to me, pulled me really close, and she says, "I told you we would meet again in a time of sorrow. The boy under your sheet is my grandson."
Yeah, that's almost spooky. Judy, does this kind of stuff sound familiar to, like, what you go through?
Well, basically,
I have been visited by my mother after her death, but she appeared as like a mist up towards above me, and I intrinsically I knew that she was there to give her love to me. But oftentimes people have experiences and visitations. I wrote about one of those instances in my book where my son, his grandmother on his dad's side, she visited him, and he communicated with her telepathically. It was almost like a dream, but this happened before he was notified of her passing. So,
wow.
Yeah, that they do visit, you know, and they try to share their love. And they really, quite honestly, when you say that love is eternal, it truly is. They stay connected to your life to the last moment. And, you know, angels and people that have passed, our loved ones that have passed before us, are there to meet us when we cross over. So we do see them again.
Hmm. Well, thanks for calling in, Verwayne. We're going to get to some more calls here. We're talking to Judy White Arts, author of The Essence of Spiritual Awakening.
Yeah, thanks Verwayne. The next caller, we got one more caller here lined up, and this caller is a 214 area code, which I believe is the Dallas area. So, hello, caller. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi there. This is Brian and Sherry Rohr and kids, and we've been listening, and we've known Judy for many, many years. In fact, my wife Sherry and her worked together professionally, and got to know her and Rudy as well, and met him on a few occasions. And, you know, just so proud of Judy. She's a great friend. And, you know, we've seen her over the years and how she's grown and developed this, you know, process of writing a book and to see it actually published. And we're waiting on ours still. We haven't received it yet, but we can't wait to read them. And just love hearing all the stories and inspiration that we get from it.
Yeah, so very proud of you, Judy, and just wanted to call in and congratulate you.
Thank you, Sherry and Brian. You know that you have my heart. And you actually are in my dedication of my book as special recognition for the support and love that you've given me.
Oh, right.
So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, one of our favorite kind of calls, support for the author and the work that the author's put so much work into. Thanks, Brian and Sherry.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Well, let's hear the commercial for the book, Beam.
All right.
Our mistakes do not define us. All of our experiences and challenges, especially the most painful, serve a greater purpose. A lifelong journey of profound experiences and personal sacrifices led Judy White Arts to discover her destiny and connect with her true, authentic self. Judy shares her story and divine pearls of wisdom in this memoir that is equal parts inspiration, insight, and self-help. The Essence of Spiritual Awakening, Enlightenment, Inspiration, and Insights that Illuminate the Path to Divinely Guided Wisdom is beautifully illustrated with full-color photos and a journal in the back for recording your personal thoughts. Proudly published by Fresh Ink Group, Judy's book is available in jacketed hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. Discover your true authentic self through the essence of spiritual awakening as you journey toward your path to self-enlightenment.
All right, and that book is out now. Get your copies, place your orders. They're being printed, they're being shipped, and the digital editions can be downloaded immediately. So get out there and get The Essence of Spiritual Awakening by Judy White Arts. And Judy's our guest tonight. Judy, you mentioned earlier that you'd had two near-death experiences. Tell us about those, and what have we learned from those?
Well, the first one was when I was about 30 years old, and I had developed this. I went to pick up my son at his aunt's house, and I was in so much pain by the time I got there that I literally couldn't get out of the car. And the hospital really couldn't identify the issue, so they sent me to my doctor the next day, and he immediately discovered that, you know, my gallbladder was so swollen that he was fearful it would burst, and he sent me directly to the hospital, and he said he'd be right behind me. And we had to do an exploratory surgery in which I thought maybe we could wait, and he said that wasn't an option. So in that emergency surgery, they discovered that I had a perforated ulcer and that all of that toxic poison was dumping on my gallbladder and into my body. And if we had waited, I wouldn't be talking with you now because all that poison was going into my system. So they basically cleaned it and sutured it. And because it was an emergency surgery and it wasn't something that we planned in advance, they only gave me enough anesthetic to get me through the surgery. So I actually woke up in the operating room, which was frightening, but they were luckily, I mean, it took me a moment to get my clear thinking and hear what they were saying, but they had completed the surgery. But it was, I had no idea that I even had an ulcer, much less was in a situation that it perforated. And I discovered that I was basically not honoring, you know, what my intuition was telling me. I basically had to kind of put all my energy into healing, and because I was determined that I wanted to contribute to my life, not my death. And I learned a lot about the fact that in my life, when I don't follow my intuition and what I feel strongly about is where I lead to, when it leads to a situation that's difficult and negative for my life. I basically kind of had to revisit, you know, what I was feeling about my marriage at that time. Because we were kind of at a point where we were no longer, you know, going in the same direction. This was my first marriage. And ultimately, I had to decide if that was something that I needed to address. And I decided that, you know, in order to be a healthy person, you have to honor your true thoughts and feelings, and you choosing not to do that is a huge mistake, because if you feel passionately or strongly about something, it is worthy of giving it the value and honoring those feelings and exploring, you know, if that's something that you need to rethink or make a decision about. And that's basically what I did. It was that moment that brought me to that point. And unfortunately, I was kind of doing all the wrong things, not intentionally, but, you know, you don't feel well, so you're taking aspirin. I was going long periods of time without eating and, you know, not honoring how I was truly feeling, because I thought that wasn't really I didn't want to be hurtful to my husband. And having those thoughts, I thought was not really fair. But in reality, you know, your higher self knows your truth, and you have to address your truth always. And the second experience that I had was basically I was not I had my grandmother living with me after her quadruple bypass surgery, and I was divorced at that time with my son, and all of my energy I felt needed to go into being successful at my job so that I could support my home and the three of us. And, you know, that it was a really challenging time. My grandmother lived with me for 9 years. And I basically was putting all of my, I thought to myself, no matter what else, I must, you know, be successful and at my job and have that income and take care of us. But I was hugely mistaken about not honoring the fact that how important it is to have balance in life. And if you compromise your health in the process, you don't have, you know, what you need to use your gift and function. And life just kind of comes back and says, you know, huge mistake. So what happened is over a period of time I had been hemorrhaging, but I didn't realize it. And I had endometriosis, which was causing me to lose a lot of blood.
Wow.
I had gone to work and I wasn't feeling well. But of course, I went to work because, you know, I must continue. And so I became like faint and really ill and feverish. And my boss had my friend and coworker drive me because I really wasn't even capable of driving at that point. And she took me to my gynecologist, who I had 104 fever, and he sent me immediately to the hospital and discovered that my hemoglobin was half of what it should be, which left me with no army to fight off any kind of infection. So I had this this bowel infection that normally the specialist told me I would come to his office, get a prescription, heal, and be fine. But in my case, because of my hemoglobin, the infection had nothing to fight it off. And so I was in the hospital for a couple of weeks with a very high temperature. And the whole experience was horrendous, but there were blessings mixed in as well. But it was basically, I ended up with, you know, an internist, a gynecologist, and a hematologist, because before they could give me a hysterectomy, I had to try to heal this infection, which was with great difficulty not healing as fast as they wished. So at one point, they were all standing over me having a discussion about the fact that in spite of everything they had given me to build up my blood, it wasn't really working and as quickly as they had hoped. And they were thinking in terms of, like, do they want to, well, they were thinking in terms of maybe I have leukemia and should they do a bone marrow test? And I said that I had this epiphany that it was not my time to leave this earth and that, you know, could we set that aside for a while and give me a bit more time? And so they reluctantly agreed. And I went home, and they had to give me such strong antibiotics to try to heal the infection that it killed the good bacteria, and I got dysentery, which is like a disease that people had in World War One that took many lives, and I, you know, it was a really horrendous experience.
Yeah,
but
the whole thing sounds very harrowing, Judy. Judy, we've got another caller we need to get to here.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, this one is area code 469, which is Dallas area. What's your name and where are you calling from, caller?
Hey, Beam, it's Jan, and I'm calling from Plano.
Plano.
Hi, Jan.
All right. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Yeah, you sound like that,
yeah.
Jan Sykes on Twitter who says, it was my pleasure, Judy, to be of help.
And it truly was. And really all I want to say is, you know, having walked this journey with Judy and the struggles, especially over the past year, and there were so many times where she was ready to give up, but thanks to Fresh Ink Group, she got a chance to publish her book. So I want to thank you guys, but also just to say to anyone out there who is struggling with trying to publish something, you know, it just, you just got to have patience and stick with it and find the right spot to be.
Wow, that's some good advice.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Jan just brought this up. What was your process like with the publishing, Judy? Was it easy? Did we make it difficult? Did we make it easy?
No, I feel that that actually what I really feel is that you are part of God's plan for me to be blessed with publishing my book.
Wow.
All right.
Oh. Have you seen the book yet, Jan?
I have not. I do have a copy ordered, so I'm anxious to see it. I know it's going to be beautiful.
Oh. Well, we're very proud of it. We're proud of Judy and what she's accomplished. We appreciate you encouraging her as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, anybody can publish if they just be patient, write a good story or a good manuscript, and then find where it needs to have a home.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jan. We're running out of time here. We could fit in one more call if someone wants to get in. 516-453-9902.
Yeah, thank you to all of those who had called tonight. It's wonderful that we had this interaction. It always makes the show that much better. And definitely thank you to Jan. I kind of suspected she might call tonight, so it was good to hear her call in. And all right.
Okay.
So,
Judy, do you have any advice for authors out there, people who are just getting started or want to maybe follow the kind of path that you're on?
Yes, I would say, you know, one of the greatest elements of life is the journey of discovery, discovering what your gifts are, what your talents are, what you're passionate about, and follow that passion. Use your gifts, touch lives. you know, your experiences and your imagination, your creativity, share it.
Good
because
advice.
You will touch many lives along the process. I believe that, you know, it makes life so much richer. Anybody that uses their creativity in any of the art forms, whether it's art, music, writing, it touches many lives and enriches many lives. So follow your passion. Use your gifts.
All right. Beam, we have another call.
We do. This is a 562 area code. It says Long Beach, but it might not be Long Beach. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Mar calling from Lakewood, California.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Mar. You have a question or a comment for Judy?
Oh, this is a stepdaughter. I just wanted to congratulate her on her book.
Oh. So you know
Hi,
who this
Mar,
is, Judy?
Thank you. I love this woman. Yes. It's Rudy's daughter. I call her my daughter, but you know, she's part of Rudy's legacy to me, and I love her. So thank you for calling
Mother,
in with
I just
your
wanted
support.
To say I love you.
Thank you.
And I'm listening to you right now.
All right. Thanks
okay.
for calling in, Mar.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So, Judy, you've got a YouTube channel. Where can people find your YouTube channel?
Well, I kind of shifted the name to my YouTube channel, and, you know, I was blessed with your putting a banner on it, which I really think is awesome. But it's Judy's, with an apostrophe, Divinely Guided Wisdom. And I basically talk about what I've written about in my book, messages about, you know, energy and being in the energy of what you want to attract, and just different subjects that I feel are important to share with other people.
Yeah, you've got about 5 or 6 videos on there now, right? And you intend to keep growing that, adding to that?
I do intend to add to it. I took a break to put all my energy into the publishing of my book. And now I'm preparing to resume my videos on my YouTube channel.
All right. Well, people, get over there and check that out. You might want to subscribe to Judy's Divinely Guided Wisdom on YouTube. Now, Judy, is there any other way people can find you or contact you?
If somebody would like to communicate with me, I will give them my Gmail address.
Okay.
It's Judy White Arts, ARTZ, at gmail.com.
Judy White Arts, with no hyphen in there, right? Okay.
There's no, I don't know. Let me check. Let me go over there and look at that. I don't think there is.
No, I don't think there is. So it's Judy White Arts with no hyphen and at gmail.com. Of course, we have a contact form at freshinkgroup.com, too, where you can now find Judy's new author page. freshinkgroup.com.
Yeah.
Get over there and check out her author page, and soon it will have her video and a lot of other material as well. So check that out. But we have a contact form. If you're ever trying to get a hold of Judy, send a note, ask a question, or any of our authors, use that contact form and we'll make sure to pass it along as well. Did you verify that email, Judy?
Yes, it's Judy White Arts without the hyphen at gmail.com.
All right. Okay. Our guest tonight has been Judy White Arts, the author of The Essence of Spiritual Awakening. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Judy.
Yes, it has.
I've so enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. And thank you, everyone, for participating and tuning in and for your questions.
All right. Now, next week, we're going to have author Gwen M. Plano. She's got The Gift out now, and she's getting ready to put out The Soul Whisperer's Decision sometime in the next week or so as well for a release date of January 15th, but you'll be able to pre-order it. That's Gwen M. Plano. She's an old friend of Fresh Ink Group and us, and she's been on the show before. We're looking forward to having her back. Who we got after that, Beam?
After that, we've got a return visit of Carlisle Toms, and he's got a new book coming out. So Edge of Smoke, it's called. And he's currently, I believe, residing in Texas, isn't he?
Or Arkansas. I'm starting
to lose
track.
He's originally from Arkansas. I'm thinking he lives in Texas now. Could be wrong, but I'm thinking he does. But, yeah, so keep tuning in for that. And after that, we've got another return guest.
Yeah, we've got that old scoundrel who's been around the show probably more than anybody, Robert G. Willis Croft. He's science fiction master, Cold War thriller series author, and he's written everything from a children's book to some debunking popular myths. He's just got a variety of stuff, but his next book is the one we talked about earlier, Ran, A Civilization in Hiding, part of the Orc Chronicles series. We're going to have Robert G. Willis Croft on the show to talk about that. Now, how are we wrapping up the year, Beam?
Well, we're going to wrap up the year with a G's and Weeks episode where we're going to just kind of talk about whatever. Maybe I might crack open an adult beverage here and just talk about what all the great guests we've had on the show or, you know, the books that we've put out this past year, or we just may wing it and make stuff up as we go. Who knows?
Who knows?
Tune in,
that'll be
find
December
out.
27th. That'll be the Voice of Indie wrap-up for the year with just your hosts, no guests, G's and Weeks. We're looking forward to having some fun with that. Again,
yes,
thanks
are.
For being on the show, Judy. We look forward
you,
to everybody receiving copies of your book this week.
Yeah, thank
well,
you to
thank
all the callers,
so
too.
All right.
It's my
right.
pleasure.
We're going to play a couple of commercials on the way out, and we'll see everybody next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Judy.
Bye, Judy.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Submariner. 30 years of hijinks and keeping the fleet afloat. Jerry Pate's semi-autobiographical collection of 60 stories recounts his 30 years in and around the U.S. Navy submarine fleet, ranging from lighthearted to wrenching. All are poignant inside looks at naval operations rarely seen by outsiders. Topics include the real story behind the Shuttle Challenger tragedy, risking his own life underwater, discovering a Soviet spy living across the street, surviving when an engine ignites, critical missions, and the everyday lives of men and women of the fleet. Compiled by author Robert G. Willis Croft and proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. Submariner is available worldwide in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. Dive into Submariner for hijinks and breathtaking adventure with this poignant memoir by a true American hero.
If you ever find yourself on a strange highway, don't turn around. Don't panic. Just keep going. You never know what you'll find. Could be an autistic young man conjuring magic with his fingers. Or one girl's afternoon leading to a lifetime of loss. Demon or angel. A winged man revealing his true nature. A mother's recognition bringing closure to her daughter. Sudden death of a teen boy stifling burgeoning secrets. Black man's guitar transforming one young boy. Decades-old accident bringing a desperate confession. Supernatural first love healing a broken family. Head on down the strange highway and see more stories unfold. Need a ride? This book will get you there. Catch an e-book or get on the bus with a nice print edition you can hold and keep, perhaps a full-sized trade paperback, or ride in style with your own dust-jacketed hardcover. Fresh Ink Group's got you covered. You can exit the strange highway and come back anytime you want. See, now you know the way in. Don't be a stranger.
Multimedia publisher Fresh Ink Group is now producing audiobooks and videobooks. Publish your book and discover great books by Fresh Ink Group authors, always available in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats, and now expanding into audio and video books. Fresh Ink Group. Just wait till you hear what's next. You've been a part of Voice of Indy, a production of Fresh Ink Group. Spread the word, support our guests, then find us at freshinkgroup.com and be sure to hashtag Fresh Ink Group.